Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 18th of October. Lastminute.com is facing legal action after failing to repay the full £7 million it owes in refunds for cancelled holidays. The Competition and Markets Authority of Britain said the firm still owes £1 million to 2,600 customers. The competition watchdog has given Lastminute 7 days to refund the money or face legal action. The warnings follow a signed undertaking by Lastminute in December to refund £7 million to 9,000 customers by the 31st of January. The Competition and Markets Authority said Lastminute had also failed to meet an ongoing commitment to repay all customers within 14 days of their package holiday being cancelled on or after the 3rd of December 2020. Carrying a message of hope for tourism development in Africa, the African Tourism Board chairman, Cuthbert Nkube, visited Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest peak in Africa, in the company of key ambassadors of his board. The African Tourism Board chairman's visit to Mount Kilimanjaro had signified the board's commitment to develop African tourism, spreading a message of hope for tourism recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic devastation and the essence of regional and intra-African tourism development. Mount Kilimanjaro and its surrounding areas are among the leading tourist hotspots for domestic, regional and intra-African tourism, where thousands of local holidaymakers spend Christmas and New Year holidays and Easter festivals. Tanzania lit the famous Freedom Torch on the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro 60 years ago, but for this year, climbers to the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro are going to send a message of hope that Tanzania and Africa are a safe destination for visitors at this time when the world is fighting the COVID-19 pandemic through vaccinations and other health measures. United has announced the largest transatlantic expansion in its history that will see the addition of 10 new flights and 5 new destinations: Amman, Jordan, Bergen, Norway, Azores, Portugal, Palma de Mallorca, Spain, and Tenerife in the Spanish Canary Islands. All of the new routes are set to begin in spring 2022. Additionally, next year United will add new flights to 5 popular European destinations: Berlin, Dublin, Milan, Munich, and Rome. The airline will also launch 7 routes that were interrupted due to the pandemic. Flights are subject to government approval. Those interrupted flights include daily flights between San Francisco and Bangalore, a daily service between New York, Newark and Nice, a second daily flight between New York, Newark and Frankfurt, while daily flights between Chicago and Zurich will also recommence. Flights from Washington, D.C., Los Angeles and New York, Newark to Tokyo's Haneda Airport are scheduled to begin operations in March. Lindblad Expeditions has announced that it is returning to Antarctica for the 2021-2022 season, which will kick off on November the 3rd and have 3 Lindblad National Geographic ships in the region: the new polar vessels National Geographic Resolution and National Geographic Endurance, besides the expedition ship National Geographic Explorer. All ice-class vessels are equipped with modern tools and a renowned expedition team. Guests will embark their ship in Ushuaia, Argentina. With the increase of family travel to Antarctica, Lindblad will also roll out their National Geographic Global Explorers program on board their ships this season. The exclusive family-friendly program, led by a National Geographic-trained education specialist, is currently featured on the lines Galapagos, Alaska, and Baja Voyages. It facilitates educational activities and experiences designed to help kids. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.